death of Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudis dumping a $100 million pledge into America. Ironic, eh? The Dow jumps more than 500 points. U.S. steelworkers are going back to work. The economy's bumping along and heading to great places. And I'll get to all of that. But first, I want to start with some comments to the president because I think it's important. Dear Mr. President, with all due respect, can you please just shut up for once? Please, we are so close to getting everything we want if you can control yourself and your smartphone. You've had a terrific couple of weeks in the White House, maybe the best since you took office. You were able to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And in doing so, you're also able to oversee a sea change in attitude heading into the midterm election. Republicans and independents are motivated and ready to vote to keep that momentum going. The blue wave is receding in the wake of your victories. The economy is posting eye-popping numbers, Mr. President. Unemployment is at the lowest level in my lifetime at just 3.7%. There are more than 7 million jobs, good jobs, open and waiting for people to fill them. As a result, wages are on the rise and optimism is soaring for businesses and the people that work there. One of the Democrats expected to jump into the race to challenge you in 2020 also made a calculated decision to fight you on her alleged Native American heritage, and it self-destructed in front of all of us. Senator Elizabeth Warren failed miserably in her feeble attempt to push back against your attack on her alleged Cherokee bloodline. Warren is tired of being called Pocahontas each time you bring her up, and she decided to get a DNA test in an effort to hold up her preposterous story. The results that she thought would exonerate her actually made her look even more foolish, if that's possible. In fact, her Native American heritage could be as little as less than one part in more than 1,000 and could date back to 10 generations or more. The Cherokee Nation was so appalled by her performance, they actually issued a statement saying the DNA test was, for all intents and purposes, totally worthless and a sham. They said such an attempt actually denigrated the tribe itself. Warren was rebuked and ridiculed by the Cherokee Nation. You won again, Mr. President. Then another victory came down the pike. A federal judge in California tossed out a defamation lawsuit filed against you by the former porn star Stormy Daniels. It gave you the last laugh on a strange chapter in your always colorful administration. It also gave you the chance to rub salt in the wound of Michael Avenatti, one of your most vocal and vile critics. Avenatti has already seen his stock collapse after being blamed in part for the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh because of completely outrageous allegations of gang rape that he put forward by a client that also self-destructed during a televised interview on NBC. But instead of saying something perfect like hashtag winning, you instead took all the focus off your series of wins and put it back on yourself, sir, and how you think of women in general. Instead of doing a victory lap with the smallest modicum of class, you instead took to Twitter to call Miss Daniels horseface. Horseface. This is really where you took the conversation. Really? Are you six? I understand you're a street fighter, and I appreciate that you're prone to hit back when you get hit. Your first instinct is always to return fire. But when you call a woman name, a woman that just lost to you in court, about how they look, you only reinforce the negative impression many women and potential swing voters have about you already. That kind of pointless comment reflects poorly on you, Mr. President, not her. Mr. President, you are standing on the precipice of history because you have done more to advance the cause of conservatism than any other president in my lifetime, maybe in modern American history, but somehow you seem to want to squander that. Your winning streak could extend through the midterms and beyond, but these kinds of reckless comments could be the difference between winning a Senate seat in states like Florida and Missouri or letting them slip through the fingers of Republicans again. Why would you put that in jeopardy? Stormy Daniels, I might remind you, is a former porn star. You are the president of the United States. Stop punching down. Stop lowering yourself into the gutter. With everything else going so well, on so many fronts, you need to show some self-control because instead of discussing the lawsuit getting dismissed, a nice win, by the way, many of the news networks spent a tremendous amount of time discussing how you refer to women. Again. This is not a winner for you, and it's perfectly predictable. Frankly, sir, you should know better. The anti-Trump media is going to turn your accomplishments into something less every single time. So when you give them ammunition, you're not helping yourself, and you're not helping the rest of us either. Please remember the millions of people who gave you the keys to the White House. Many did so with deep reservations. Trust me on that. Those are some of the same voters that will be the difference between controlling the Senate and the House come November 6th and the midterm. So when you go shooting some obnoxious tweet into the world without thinking, insulting a woman you'd already beaten in court, it is frankly completely asinine. Honestly, what are you thinking? For a guy who considers himself the greatest negotiator in the history of the world, this is a pathetic performance when it comes to negotiating with voters. You can and you must do better. Let me spell it out for you. Mr. President, you have made dramatic strides in accomplishing your many promises to voters. You've done so while being dogged every step of the way by sniping obstructionist liberals and an antagonistic press. You have done things people on all sides said were impossible, but there's a lot more to do before you leave because who knows what would happen when the angry left gets its hands back on the steering wheel. You cannot squander this moment. You cannot let it slip away and leave us saying, well, what if? This is your time, Mr. President, and therefore it's my time and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to correct some very important things that have been in need of correction for a very long time here in America. Sir, I need you to focus. There is simply too much more that must be done to ensure that my kids and grandkids and yours have the same opportunities in this great nation that you and I have enjoyed. We can't get there if you act like a... Let me make it this clear, Mr. President. We can't get there if you act like a petulant child when you should be acting like the commander-in-chief. Please understand, millions of us are willing to make accommodations for your idiosyncrasies and your crass outbursts. But when you go to the lowest common denominator, for no apparent reason, to attack a woman who you've already beaten, you look terrible. And I fear it will turn voters away at a very critical time. So please, please, Mr. President, for the sake of a nation, keep yourself together. Skip the pointless personal attacks because we have far more important things to do and a lot of far more important things to do. Trust me on that. I would hope that the people that surround this president would do a better job of controlling outbursts like that. There is no point to it. There is no positive outcome to it. There is only negative to come from a comment like that. We don't need to lower ourselves to schoolyard name-calling. There is no future in it. There is no point to it. It turns people off, and it's completely useless less than 3 weeks out from the midterm elections. What do you think? Drop me a line at SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Welcome to it on a Wednesday.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now. Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.